The Lenawee Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition is a diverse group of dedicated community members united around the goal of reducing substance use in Lenawee County. LSAPC members work collaboratively to engage and educate the community in order to promote a healthy Lenawee.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me on tonight's show is Tim Kelly. And Tim is the Social and Emotional Learning Coordinator at the LISD and also the chairperson of the Prevention and Education Subcommittee for the Lenawee Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition. Tim, 2 days ago we had the drug take back out at Hickman Hospital, and we're going to be reviewing the final figures and such later on this week. But we wanted to talk a little bit about what's the coalition all about.
Okay. Yeah, the coalition is just a group of community members looking to reduce the amount of substance use in the county. There's nobody that's on this that's their day job.
Right.
We all have other duties, as you mentioned. You know, I work for the LISD. We have members from community mental health, obviously. We have people in recovery. We have people that are in law enforcement. I mean, it just is all, there is no restriction against who can be a part of that. So I guess that's what I would say first is anyone who is interested can go to, you know, Drug Free Lenawee and look at it, joining our groups.
Yeah, so within the LSAPC, there's a lot of different subgroups that kind of do pigeonhole more into what their day projects or their day employment is. Our particular group, though, is the Prevention and Education group, and so that's why we've been so involved in the drug take back.
Yeah, the Prevention Education group is active in communicating. That's right. Really kind of where our
which focus is why
there.
Kathy's on there.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much. But yeah, we have these other groups that there's six groups altogether, and again, you can find that list on our website. But work with prescribers, work with physicians, help to support people in recovery. So there's a lot of different. Diverse groups.
It is a very diverse group.
Yeah, that looks at all aspects of substance use. You know, it was started a number of years ago when we were looking at the opiate epidemic. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I can't say that word. It's just kind of grown into looking at all aspects of substance abuse.
And I think that we've had a really good focus on where are the different people that are maybe suffering from these problems, and are we addressing them where they're at, not expecting them all to come to us? It's how do we get that message to them?
Yeah. And, you know, that's a kind of a big change in the last number of years. Yeah. You recognize that there are people that we've been expecting to come to us, and it's not always easy for them, obviously, and we're recognizing being more sensitive to that and recognizing that, you know, there are people that need housing supports. There are people that need child care supports. Those types of things are where they're at. You know, they need that type of stuff. And maybe in an older model, we might have said, well, pick themselves up and just come to us for treatment.
Right.
But it's more complicated than that.
A lot more complicated.
Yeah.
Well, and I think we take a whole different view now on how people got to the situation that they're in. We are a lot more compassionate on it's not necessarily a choice that person has made to become dependent on different substances and alcohol. And, you know, so much goes into overall mental health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, it is a recent event that they've termed it substance use disorder. It's a change. And I know, you know, my former world was working within child welfare and, you know, looking at people as though it's some type of deficit was quite frequently the way we approach this. And it's not the case. It's, you know, it's very easy to say, but people have a hard time understanding that it is frequently just a medical condition. It's
right.
Something that people like diabetes or any other type of health issue that they could have.
Right. And so, you know, we want to, of course, encourage our listeners to become involved in, you know, if nothing else, getting more information and educating themselves so that when they are exposed to a situation that they might have a better idea of local resources to help either themselves or, you know, an acquaintance, a family member or whomever. There's so much help out there. And a good resource is to go to the Drug Prevention Lenawee website.
Yep. Yeah, that's a good place to start. Community mental health is also a good place to start. But yeah, educating yourself is probably the biggest thing people can do right now because whether you believe it or not, there's probably somebody you know that has experienced some type of substance abuse issue. And, you know, educating yourself about what they're going through and what they need to get themselves the help they need.
Exactly. It all kind of centers around the way that we look at people, the way that we talk to them, and the fact that there is so much information on there out there, so many people involved that are very compassionate about walking beside people and helping them get through their situations.
One of the, you know, again, a recent advent is that we now have peer recovery coaches.
Right.
You know, these are people that have actually experienced substance
their
abuse.
Own crisis.
Yes, yeah. They've all lived through it.
Right.
And, you know, those are the best people really to help someone else to know what they're going to go through and to help them through all the the medical aspect of it, the social aspect of it, and all those other pieces, like I said, housing, childcare, that's all a part of what this does to someone is damages all aspects of their lives. And somebody who's experienced it is probably the best equipped to help them through it.
Exactly. Well, Tim, we're going to talk to you again here in a couple weeks and find out all the facts and figures from the drug take back that took place on April 30th, and we'll see what happens. But it's just another way that we can help our community to not have things laying out there that shouldn't be laying out there for, you know, possible misuse or incorrect disposal. I know there will be another one of those in October, but there's also places they can drop off things at any time.
Yeah. Any law enforcement agency, you can take things back to there. Everything from, you know, again, just like the Drug Take Back Day, supplements, over-the-counter medications, prescribed medications, syringes, those types of things can go back to law enforcement. Some of our pharmacies also provide some types of ability to dispose of things. So contact your pharmacist. They can tell you if they do things like syringes and needles or if they can offer you some type of bag. I guess we call them Deterra bags, but there's also other brands that do this in which you can dispose of your meds, make them inert by putting them in there and sort of like
dissolves them.
Yeah, just dissolves, makes them inert.
Yes.
And so they can contact their pharmacists, and a lot of pharmacies now have that type of stuff available.
There you go. Well, thanks so much, Tim, for talking with me tonight. And again, we encourage people to go Facebook page we have. We also have, of course, the website. And if you are interested in joining the Lenawee Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition, we'd love to hear from you.
Yes, we would. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. This information has been provided by the Lenawee Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition, supported by funding from the Health Resources and Services Administration. New messages air on the first and third Monday of each month at 6:15 p.m. You can listen to this program as a podcast under the audio tab on WLEN.com and listen and gather more information at drugpreventionlenawee.com.